Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and a very noble hadith which has been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. And this hadith is about the blessing of memorizing things, memorizing knowledge, memorizing verses of the Holy Quran, memorizing hadith. You know, memorizing in and of itself is something very good and profitable and blessed. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, and this tradition has been related from Al-Mufaddal, one of the companions of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. You know, there's a book called Tawheed-e-Mufaddal, in which Imam Sadiq alayhi salam talks about the wonders of creation and mentions them to this person. The same person says that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "Have you ever thought what man's state would have been if from among all his traits he missed the faculty of memory?" Right, so this hadith, it not only, it talks about in reality also the blessing of the faculty of memory. Why memory is such an important thing and good. The Imam questions this person and asks him, what would happen if a person didn't have this faculty? The Imam says, and how many problems he would have suffered in his affairs, his livelihood and his experiences, if he did not remember what was to his benefit and what was to his detriment, what he had taken and what he had given, and what he had seen and what he had heard. He would not have learned the way even if he had traversed the same path countless times, or retained a science even if he had kept learning it all his life. Right? You know, we have short-term memory, we have long-term memory. A lot of times, people who are hidden get hit in the head or experience a fall and, something happens to them, right? A lot of times their short-term memory or their long-term memory is affected, and great problems occur for such people, right? We can learn the blessing and the importance of, you know, this faculty if we look at such individuals. The Imam says, he would not have learned the way even if he had traversed the same path countless times, or retained a science even if he had kept learning it all his life, or professed a religion, or benefited by an experience, or been able to take a lesson from anything that had happened. Truly, he would have lost the very basis of his humanity. Right? All of the person's efforts and everything that he would have done would have come to naught, and it would be impossible for him to live a normal life. In similar connection to this topic, the Prophet ﷺ said regarding memorization, three things eliminate forgetfulness. So memorization in and of itself, this faculty is good. It's also necessary for us to cultivate it to make it better, right? The Prophet said three things eliminate forgetfulness and incite remembrance: recitation of the Holy Quran, brushing the teeth, and finally, fasting. If we want to increase our memories, let's say that something happens to our memories, they become weaker, we can improve them by these three things. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the blessing of the faculty of memory and what helps increase it. In the words of Imam Sadiq and the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد